Dr. Peter Johnson's opinion office. This note on Lillian Gill, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, Gill, G-I-L-L, date of birth 06-01-1941, date of service 01-23-2013, period. Miss Gill returns for reevaluation of her hypertension and elevated lipids with prediabetes, period. She says that since she's been on the lisinopril, she's developed a dry, hacking, persistent cough, period. She says that her sister was on it and had the same side effect and had to stop the medication, period. She also says that she's developed muscle tenderness in her thighs and calves since she's been on the simvastatin, S-I-M-V-A-S-T-A-T-I-N, period. She's on 40 milligrams daily, period. She denies pain other than the soreness related to the muscles, and that's at about a 2-3 level on the 10-point scale, period. Review of symptoms is negative for fever, chills, change in appetite, or weight loss, period. She denies visual changes, period. She denies rhinitis or sinus drainage, period. She denies chest pain, shortness of breath, or wheezing, period. She does have the cough, as noted above, period. She's had palpitations in the past and had an ablation done for S, capital D, capital T, period. She denies diarrhea, constipation, nausea, or heartburn, period. She denies any rectal bleeding, period. She's had a complete hysterectomy, and she denies any GU symptoms, period. She has no headache, weakness, dizziness, or confusion, period. She has the muscle soreness as described above otherwise. Negative musculoskeletal review, period. There's no skin rashes or moles that are changing or growing, period. She denies insomnia, anxiety, or depression, period. The paragraph in full history, and in terms of employment, she's working part-time as a sitter for a lady with dementia, period. The paragraph physical examination shows a pleasant lady, no apparent discomfort, period. She's 157 pounds and is 5'2" tall, period. Temperature is 98.4, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, and blood pressure is 136 over 82, period. Examination of head and neck shows waxy canals, and she's been advised to get over-the-counter treatments to remove the wax, period. Her fundi are normal, the pupils are proba, period. Oral pharynx is normal, period. Neck is normal with her bruise. And thyroid's not enlarged, and tender, period, her chest is clear to IPPA, period, cardiovascular exam shows normal first and second heart sound with both murmurs, and pulse is regular rate, volume, and contour, period. And film exam shows a soft, protuberant abdomen, period, bowel sounds are normal, and there's no organomegaly, and no guardian rigidity, and hernias are rebound, period. Peripheral pulses are present and equal, and reflexes are symmetrical, and 2+ for both upper and lower extremities in the right and left side, period. Assessment, hyperlipidemia, period. Plan is to reduce the simvastatin to 20 milligrams because of the myalgia, period. Her July blood work was reviewed with her, and her lipid panel is, profile is excellent, period. To hypertension. Plans to discontinue the lisinopril and because with Norvasc, 5 milligrams, period. She's going to get home readings and notify the office in the next couple of months where they what they are, period. The plan is to see her in 6 months' time and repeat her blood work at that time, period. The health maintenance was discussed and reviewed with her, period. She says she does not give it mammograms and does not wish one, period. She's not interested in colonoscopic or colon cancer screening, period. She has a complete hysterectomy,